I don't know what you heard about G, but he's with the sweet spot, 1, 2, 3. He's even better than Turkey. It's the afternoon J-U-B. I don't know what you heard about G, but he's with the sweet spot, 1, 2, 3. He'll have you believing in the mean gree. It's the afternoon J-U-B.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, what do you mean, that's okay? That was
very close.
Amazing.
I wasn't expecting it. I was, EA, was that your idea?
Nope, but I went for
really?
It.
Really? Ham? Very ham.
You're a great vocalist, EA.
Listen, they don't call me the awesome. Notorious
what?
EA.
Who calls you that? That's... No one
the
here calls you that.
Notorious EA.
Everybody now calls him the Notorious EA.
Well, it's Tuesday. It's 2:35. So, and you heard the new theme song. So that means we have George Dunham's afternoon job. George, how we doing?
Man, I'm doing so great right now after hearing that. I'm fired up and ready for Thanksgiving.
Me too.
Yeah.
Something about EA's vibe that just puts me in a good mood.
Yeah.
When I hear an EA drop or an open or an EA owl, I just feel good.
You know what? It is, you know, this is the time of year where you see EA owls out in the wild.
Mm-hmm.
And pigeons too. This is their migration season for EA owls.
Yeah, I heard the new owl. Was that last week?
Yeah.
Was that dropped?
Do we have
the
any?
The new EA owl album.
Okay, since we... you know about the EA owl, right? EA? And it's... we're not making fun. It's just... I've just never heard anybody that can do that. Like, I can't interpret it.
I didn't know I could do it either, but it happened, and you know what? I went with it. That's usually my broadcasting career. I just go with it.
Do you know what causes it? Is it like a tongue roll?
I don't
or
know.
A throat thing?
I get a little excited, and my throat gets excited with me. So.
What? Can we go back to what you just said?
Yeah, my throat.
Okay. All right. Well, we're not here to talk to EA.
Well,
as much as we love him.
Okay.
We love George a little bit more. Just a little bit.
We have George Dunham, the commander. By the way, George.
Yo.
This is Kevin Landrum from Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket.
Lando.
Yes. Hey. You are one of my teammates for White Elephant.
That's right.
So
White Elephant right around the corner, Lando.
For the second year in a row, I do believe. Because last year we got into some Frozen Awesomes.
Oh, boy, did we.
We did.
Those were very strong last year, too. I'm like, I could do two. And then, oh man,
yeah,
feeling a little hot.
Maybe we should do that again this year.
Well, this time a little different though because we're on remote, so we'll just have the bartenders do it.
Oh, well, that's right. Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah. Shoot. That's
so
easy.
Coming up December 10th at Myers Garden, White Elephant Day. Myself,
that's right.
Jubb, Bob, and Travis Mejia. We are the only ones up here that had the stones to take a 4-hour shift on White Elephant from 3 to 7. So take that,
yeah.
Mino.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was the last one.
And that's a
up.
Tough one, too, for me. Because I got to turn right around and come back and do morning. But I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm not scared.
It's a great day.
Yeah. It's going to be awesome.
Do you have any of your bits lined up yet, other than the Frozen
man.
Awesome 4 hours?
Jubb and I were
we
discussing
do, but
something
we just,
yesterday.
We just can't tell you what they are
okay.
yet.
That's right.
I respect that. That's good.
Yeah.
Trying to be Pablo Torre and
the bit
to the
wheel
bottom
is
of this.
Turning.
Yeah.
Do you think you could do one Frozen Awesome per hour?
Like a 999 challenge for Joe?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know, yeah, one Frozen Awesome and one hot dog per hour of the show.
Okay, there's a bit right there. I could do that. I was thinking about doing some sort of ride share back. So
okay.
Yeah. Smart.
I should probably do that too.
So yeah, a hot dog and a margarita for every hour. I think that'd be tremendous.
Courage.
Honestly, that sounds like a pretty good sweet spot.
I like it.
It's the sweet spot.
I mean,
just make sure my doctor's not listening.
Yeah, the whole.
Do you ever find that invasive? I've talked about this on our show before, but do you find it invasive when you're filling out all of that paperwork that you got to fill out when you go see your doctor? And then they ask that question,
exactly how many drinks do you have each week?
Yeah, I always just say
number one. That's a very private thing, isn't it? And number two, how are we supposed to remember that?
I think they do that as a psychological test. Like, I don't even think they really care how much you drink.
See what a liar you are?
They just want to see what answer you'll give them, because you never say exactly how many.
If you're a fraud,
it's like, 12 per night? I don't know. Like,
it could be psychological, but, I mean, you know, heavy drinking leads to a lot of bad health effects.
So, it does?
Yes.
You're soft.
Of course it does.
I'm kidding.
Yeah. So, okay. It is a little, but aren't you supposed to be the most honest with your doctor, though?
Yeah, but here's the other part of that is it's kind of a confusing question, isn't it? Because like 1 week, nothing. The next week,
make up for it.
So what are you supposed to do? Like go week by week and add up? Okay, divide by 52. I'll go with 2 a week.
Yeah, your ops plus for drinking.
Yeah, I think you go average. Average per week.
Okay. Yeah, I guess so. But in all seriousness, I do need to be careful about that. But just for one day, I would think a hot dog and a frozen awesome per hour.
Yeah, and it's for the show.
I'll do it with
you. It's for radio, yeah.
I'll do it with you.
It's for hilarious results.
You damn right.
The 6 o'clock hour will win so many awards by the time we get there.
Obviously.
It's always fun when, you know, it's the special occasions. It's the White Elephant Day. It's the compound. And I'm not even saying when you're getting schloshed like Corby that one time, but just cracking open.
the one time?
Well, the one time we have audio of.
Oh, the one time where he couldn't even talk? Yeah.
But there's just something like just hanging out with your bros and having a beer. Where you're probably not even feeling the effects, but it just makes the vibe feel looser.
That's
right. It just feels right. We're just guys having, we're just bros being dudes.
Yeah, we're broing down, and maybe we shouldn't do, but over 4 hours, is that really that bad? That's not that bad, is it?
No. It's 4 hours.
I guess it depends on how strong the frozen awesome is.
It's basically like having one, you know? And maybe you could do a margarita, you could do a frozen, I don't know, what other frozen awesomes they have.
Aren't there some places that won't serve you more than two?
At a time,
I've heard of that of the local, variety, but I've had three there before, and I think it's all how they, not often, but okay, maybe one or two times I've had three, and I think it's just how you carry yourself. Like if it seems like you're too intoxicated, they won't serve you.
No one would ever.
I think you ought to put that next time you go to the doctor. One time I had
one
three.
One time I had
I didn't
three
ask.
When you're only supposed to have two. Didn't drive. But I was okay.
Yeah,
wasn't
you're not
strongest.
Driving. Yeah. No, you're not doing that.
No. Responsible.
Okay, there used to be a place in Austin that's not there anymore. But you guys, you're too young. I don't think you ever went there. You never went to a place called Jorge's, did you?
I've been to a whorehouse before.
Okay.
We're gonna need more on this.
Oh, sorry.
This is Jorge's.
Oh,
it's been whorehouse in Austin.
Continue with your story.
Anyway, they had really strong margaritas, and I think they had a deal where you could only have two. And the rumor was that they had Everclear.
Mm. Okay.
But they were really, really strong.
I'd like to test that theory out.
You don't think you could? You don't think you could be dropped by three margaritas, Lando?
No.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Are we talking? And how big are we talking? Are we just talking the basic size?
Yeah, because they do. Some places serve them in the fish bowl kind of things. You know.
Yeah. If we're talking,
I would say a regular margarita. But what about the ones that they? Where you say, hey, put an extra shot in.
Oh, or a floater.
The meltdown where you
the
get
floater,
the frozen.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Those are good. Those are strong.
I think that would drop Lando, three of those.
All right. Challenge
accepted.
All right.
Let's try to drop Lando White Elephant Day.
I could get you. Drink Lando under the table at White Elephant Day.
This bit.
How many frozen awesomes does it take to drop a Lando?
This bit didn't pay off. He brought his own. It was weird.
Had to warm up beforehand. Hey, he started pregame.
See there? That's what you expect on White Elephant. Just chaos. Hilarious moments like that.
Well, George, we're excited. It's you. It's Lando. It's Bob. Ooh, maybe Bob will do the Frozen Awesome Challenge also. And Travis. Yeah. Just get everybody
Bob and
involved.
I could ride together in the ride share, and then we'll just pour Bob out on the way home.
Hell yeah.
He's just, there he is.
Fly Bob.
That's Bob trying to explain to Sally what happened.
Damn it, Swagger's here. Oh, no. Never seen me drunk
for the next
before.
Month. George, let's do it again next week. Let's have some more fun,
okay.
Man. It's always
happy
a good
Thanksgiving
time.
To everybody.
You too.
Happy Thanksgiving.